showtime.
Showtime.
Not to come back to stop.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's the picture that got small.
Kind of a big deal.
Hello? Got the painting, King.
With great power.
Painting, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Comes great result, Wizard Harry.
What are we doing live?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Echoes of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts, it's the life in your men.
Life.
Love. Ever dance with the devil and
rise away?
What have you done to his eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. I'm Jan's Mnemonic Man, and today's episode is on one of the greatest motorcycle riders of all time, Valentino Rossi, otherwise affectionately known as The Doctor. Now, I must confess, I'm actually a huge fan of motorcycle racing, and in my younger years, I used to be obsessed doing track days down at Phillip Island on a regular basis. I made it all the way to the racing group and completed four levels of the superbike school. And to this day, it still blows my mind to the fact that I would get around in the low 150s, and when the MotoGP circus came to town, they would do it in just under a minute 30. It looks so easy on TV, but believe me, the physicality and level of focus you require is intense, especially when you know your bike is not insured, as no insurance company will take that risk. Valentino Rossi started his career following in the footsteps of his father, Graziano Rossi, who was a successful motorcycle racer. He would make his Grand Prix debut in 1996 and quickly win world championships at all levels on his way to the premier class. Now, I could go on and on about the stats ad nauseam, but what I really remember of Valentino Rossi were the epic battles along the way. Battles with racing legends such as Max Biaggi, Sete Gibernau, Casey Stoner, Jorge Lorenzo, and Marc Marquez. The battle with Max Biaggi, who was known as the Roman Emperor or Mad Max, was extremely heated at times. Sete Gibernau, he basically sent him to the mental asylum, where I think that the straw that broke the camel's back was the Spanish Grand Prix, where it looked like Sete Gibernau was going to win. It was nearly almost assured, and Rossi has come in on the last corner and basically pushed him off the track to win. Also, the relationship with Casey Stoner was bitter, with many disparaging comments made. One where Stoner remarked after an incident with Rossi, his ambition outweighed his talent. Jorge Lorenzo, who was his teammate, but the relationship was icy cold, with Rossi putting up a wall between the teammates in the pits. And finally, Marc Marquez, who was the young whiz who never took a backward step, which led to many on-track incidents. In addition to this, I also remember the celebrations after race victories, for which there were many. A personal favourite of mine was Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, after Rossi won his seventh world title. So today's mnemonic will be on Valentino Rossi's top five achievements. So with no further ado, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. Valentino Rossi is an Italian racing driver, former professional motorcycle road racer, and nine-time Grand Prix motorcycle racing world champion. Nicknamed the Doctor, he is widely considered to be one of the greatest motorcycle racers of all time, with some labelling him as the greatest ever. He has nine Grand Prix world championships to his name, seven of which were in the Premier 500cc MotoGP class. He holds the record for the most Premier class victories, with 89 to his name. He won Premier class world championships with both Honda and Yamaha. He's also the only road racer to have competed in 400 or more Grand Prix, and rode with the number 46 for his entire career. After graduating to the Premier class in 2000, Rossi won the final 500cc World Championship and the 8 Hours of Suzuka with Honda in 2001. He also won MotoGP World Championships with a factory Honda team in 2002 and 2003, and continued his run to back-to-back championships by winning the 2004 and 2005 titles, after leaving Honda to join Yamaha. He lost the 2006 title with a crash in the final round at Valencia. In 2007, he ultimately finished third overall, before regaining the title in 2008 and retaining it in 2009. After a 2010 season marred by a broken leg and no title defence, he left Yamaha to join Ducati, replacing Casey Stoner for the 2011 and 2012 seasons, and endured two winless seasons with the Italian marquee. Rossi returned to Yamaha in 2013 and finished fourth in the standings, followed by three successive runner-up positions in 2014, 15 and 16. His best chance of winning a 10th title came in 2015, where he led the standings for most of the season, finishing 5 points behind teammate Jorge Lorenzo, the eventual champion. 2017 was the final season he achieved over 200 points in the championship, and he took his final race victory at the 2017 Dutch TT at the age of 38. After three winless seasons with the factory Yamaha team, he moved to Petronas SRT for 2021, retiring only after one season with the satellite Yamaha team and failing to achieve a podium for the first time in a career spanning 26 seasons in Grand Prix. The dominant force in MotoGP in the 2000s, all of Rossi's seven Premier Class titles came in this decade, including 77 race wins and 48 pole positions. Rossi was inducted into the MotoGP Hall of Fame as an official legend by the FIM at the awards ceremony after the conclusion of the 2021 season. His 46 bike number was retired at the 2022 Italian Grand Prix. Rossi owns the racing team VR46, which competes in both Moto2 and MotoGP as of 2022. In addition to this team management role, Rossi competes full-time in the GT World Challenge Europe, driving for Team WRT. Now on to today's mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for Valentino Rossi, top five achievements is grand props. For the grand, that is spelt normally, and we just take the G, and props is spelt P-R-O-P-S. And we take all of the consonants, and the vowel is assisting. And for this one, we picture Valentino Rossi as the Grand Master of Motorcycle Grand Prix, and the FIM giving him his props by inducting him as a legend of the MotoGP Hall of Fame. And just for this one, four of the achievements start with most, so we will use the first letter of the second word. So we'll get into it. For the grand, we take the G for 9 Grand Prix World Championships. And props, we take the P for most points, the R for most race starts, the O is assisting, and the second P, most podium finishes, and the S, most seasons with a pole position. And we'll just go over that one more time. So that's the mnemonic for Valentino Rossi, top five achievements. And the mnemonic is grand props. For the grand, we take the G for 9 Grand Prix World Championships. And the props, we take the first P for most points, the R, most race starts, the O is assisting, and the second P, most podium finishes, and the S, most seasons with a pole position. Now on to
5 fun facts.
And the first fact, fact number one. Rossi started his passion with speed in karts. His dad, who was an ex-motorbike racer, saw his potential on two wheels and was happy that Rossi pursued the bikes as they were a lot cheaper than the karts. He never lost that passion for karts though, as in 2006 he was seriously considering making a leap to Formula One as a Ferrari test driver. Fortunately for bike fans, he stayed on two wheels. And fact two, Valentino Rossi grew up in Tavuglia, which is a village in the Rimini Riviera. He still lives there and has strong roots, and it is the residence of the official 46 fan club, the academy and headquarters of his Moto2 and MotoGP teams, and also the ranch, which is the place where he trains. And along with this, he still has a group of friends who he grew up with, who were once known as the Chihuahua tribe. And fact three, now to his famous number, number 46. There are a couple of reasons behind this, and the first one is that he chose this number in honour of his father, who was a professional racer who won his first race in the 250cc class in 1979, which just happened to be the year that Valentino was born. Well, the second one was, when he was a child, he saw a race at Suzuka where a local rider started from last position on the grid and ended up winning the race, bearing the number 46. And fact number four, Valentino Rossi is the only rider to have won world championships in four classes, 125, 250, 500 and MotoGP. Along with this, Rossi and Giacomo Agostini are the only two riders to have won premier class titles on both two-stroke and four-stroke bikes. And fact number five. Another record Rossi holds is the most successive premier class podiums, with an amazing 23 in a row. This record was from the Portuguese GP in 2002 to the South African GP in 2004. And we do have a bonus fact, and that fact is, Valentino's helmets are also legendary, and were designed by Aldo Drudi, an Italian designer and friend of Rossi's father. Some of the better known designs included the donkey, the shark chasing the little fish, the sun and the moon, and the Italian dream, which pretty much turned out to be a nightmare with Ducati. Now on to
the three question quiz.
And the first question, question number one. What is Valentino Rossi's famous nickname? And question two. What year was Rossi inducted into the MotoGP Hall of Fame as an official legend by the FIM? And your options are 2011, 2015 or 2021. And question three, Valentino Rossi is only surpassed in Grand Prix victories by one man. Who is that man and what country does he come from? And our first bonus question, which well-respected Australian chief racing engineer did Rossi take with him when he moved from Honda to Yamaha in 2004? I'll give you a hint here. His initials are JB. And our final bonus question, what is the most dangerous part of a motorcycle? It's now time to recap that mnemonic. And the mnemonic for Valentino Rossi top five achievements is Grand Props. For the Grand, we take the G49 Grand Prix World Championships. And the Props, the first P, most points. The R, most race starts. The O is assisting. And the second P, most podium finishes. And the S, most seasons with a pole position. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, what is Valentino Rossi's famous nickname? And Valentino Rossi's famous nickname is the Doctor. And he received that nickname because Rossi is a common surname for doctors in Italy, though his father says it was because in Italy, it is a name that you give to someone for respect, someone that's important. Though it doesn't matter now, as it has become a reality, with Rossi receiving an honorary title of Doctor Honoris Causa in Communications and Public Relations by the University of Urbino in 2005. And question two. What year was Rossi inducted into the MotoGP Hall of Fame as an official legend by the FIM? And your options were 2011, 2015 or 2021. And Rossi was inducted into the MotoGP Hall of Fame in 2021. at the end of the season? And question three. Valentino Rossi is only surpassed in Grand Prix victories by one man. Who is that man and what country does he come from? And the man with the most Grand Prix victories is Giacomo Agostini with 122 victories, and he is from Italy. And Valentino Rossi is second with 115 victories. And our first bonus question, which well-respected Australian chief racing engineer did Rossi take with him when he moved from Honda to Yamaha in 2004? And your hint was, his initials were JB. And the well-respected Australian chief racing engineer that Rossi took with him was Jeremy Burgess, who also worked for world champions Wayne Gardner and Mick Doohan. And our final bonus question, what is the most dangerous part of a motorcycle? And the most dangerous part of a motorcycle is, well, apparently, it's the nut that connects the seat to the handlebar. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's word of the week is bedizen, and that is spelt B-E-D-I-Z-E-N. And the meaning, according to dictionary.com, is to dress or adorn in a showy, gaudy, or tasteless manner. And our simple example today is, for Valentino Rossi's victory celebration at the Catalunya Grand Prix in 1998, he had a friend bedizen in a chicken suit who he then took for a victory ride. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. Again, if you have a suggestion of a mnemonic that you have created, send it to themnemonictree@gmail.com. Every 10 weeks, we will announce a winner for the mnemonic of the month, which may be used in future episodes. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.